Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Ia. How can I help you today?
Hi, Ia. This is Sue with Yang Sharing and Plumbing. How are you doing?
Hey, Sue. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So I believe I spoke to you the other day, huh? Or was it yesterday? It was just yesterday.
Your voice sounds familiar. I'm actually pulling up your account so I can confirm. Give me just 1 second.
Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah, I do recall your name. I definitely talked to you either yesterday or the other day.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. And by the way, Sue, I noticed that you have been waiting on the lines for too long. We're actually in a meeting. And some of the agents, I think we're on break, so I apologize for the long wait. So here.
No worries.
Appreciate it. Give me just 1 second. And now the system is just loading. I'm so sorry. But I think I got everything pulled up. Okay. This is Friang's Drain and Plumbing. And we spoke yesterday. That was yesterday. Regarding your Google ads. Alrighty.
All right.
So yes, Sue. So just a recap on that. If you happen to remember, we zeroed out your build this coming 10th. Google ads been removed. Is there anything that I can check for? Oh, I see a text message from you.
I'm not sure how it works, but I did the instant video call for Google to get Google verified, and I believe I'm verified now. I did see a message, and I took a screenshot of it that says Google verified. Now, how does that work now? Does that mean I would manage all that myself now, or is that something you guys will help manage too? Because I try to create the account yesterday, but I kind of for Google My Business, I would have to log in and out every time, or how do I go back to edit my stuff?
Okay. So here, we are actually responsible in managing your Google Business profile, but of course, you will have access to it too for visibility or transparency. But you mentioned you already did the video or the instant verification yesterday after we spoke?
Right. And then I had started editing the profile. I wrote down some stuff. I uploaded some photos and things like that. Done.
Okay.
Now I don't know how to go back or to even log back in to see what I worked on.
I see.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I'm actually wondering about, Sue. The invite that I sent you yesterday is actually pending, and that is accessing your Google Business profile. So I am not sure if you may have accidentally created a whole new listing and went over setting up a new one. Do you remember which email you used to basically log in?
Well, I logged in with my Google account. It wasn't the email I gave you guys. That's why I was like, I have an iCloud email, but then I sign in. I guess since it's Google, I needed a Gmail or something to log in, or with a Google account or something. So I believe I logged in with my Gmail.
With your Gmail?
Yeah.
Okay. Because here, yes, normally when you set up a whole new Google Business profile, that would require you to create a Gmail account or at least log in using a Gmail account. But if, let's say, someone already set up a Google Business profile for you and we just need to send an invite, that actually won't require any Gmail. However, Google would still recommend Google would still suggest or recommend using a Gmail because Google works best with a Google platform, right? Such as a Gmail account. So here, I really wanted to know if you have created a whole new Google Business profile. Do you have access to your computer by any chance, or maybe a tablet that you can pull up a browser?
My computer's here.
Perfect. So here, so if you can open a new tab or a browser, let's say Google Chrome, I will provide you a website where you can visit.
Okay, yeah. Let me try to log out of this and then log into my, to the...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not all that great with this.
No worries. I'm here to help you. Just pull up Google Chrome, or if you can't find it, you can... search it on your computer usually is on the, well, computer has their own setup, but usually it's on the lower left corner.
Let me, I kind of know where that's at. Let me add a different account, right? Because I have my personal account and I create another Google account.
Okay.
Should I start with the other Google account?
Yeah, you can do that. But later you may have to do that again, though. So I would suggest just pull up a Google Chrome and it will provide you the website where you can access your Google profile.
Okay, hold on. Okay, let me see. All right, so just pull up a browser, correct?
Yes, pull up a browser. Any browser will do.
Yes, so I'm here.
Okay. All right. Now, on the website field, you can enter this website. So just type in business, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, .google.com.
Okay.
/ or the forward slash location. Here, let me text it to you real quick, okay?
Oh,
but if you got it, that's okay.
Well, I'm typing it in and then I kind of see my business pop up. Is that where we're supposed to get?
Yes, you did the right thing. Okay. So
I didn't get to put the
So maybe it did recognize the website already. That's why it went through right away. Well, that's good.
Boom.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. So here, let me just open my test account too.
Do you see what I see too? Is this?
Well, not exactly the one that you pulled up, but I should be able to. It should still be the same interface. On the upper left-hand corner, so do you see Google Business Profile Manager or anything that says Google Business Profile?
It just says edit profile, all that. Up top will be all maps, images, shopping. And then it shows my logo. It says your business on Google, view all available.
Okay.
What did you say, edit? Or what was it? Sorry.
Oh, I think you're on a different interface, but that's okay. Here, let me just confirm if you have these options. The one that says, hold on, let me just pull this up real quick so I know what you're seeing as well. So you see the business name, right? Let me know if you see these options right here. Edit profile, read reviews, messages, add photo. Performance,
yes.
Advertise. Okay, perfect. Right on top of the word advertise, do you see the three dots?
Hold on. Let me see where advertise is at. Oh, yeah, yep, those three dots, yes.
Perfect. Okay, click on the three dots and let me know if you see business profile settings.
Yes.
Perfect. Click on that too, and then click managers.
Managers, yes.
There you go. And do you see the add button?
But, yes.
Okay, click on that too, and I will provide you, usually it asks for an email, but this time I will provide you a phone number. What we're doing right now, Sue, is you adding us as manager so I can see what's going on with that Google Business Profile, okay?
Okay.
So, let me get the phone number for you.
One question. So usually you guys would work on this, and then whatever edits I need, I would come and edit, correct?
That is correct. However, we actually already created this profile too, but what happened is that when you access the website, the business.google.com, instead of or here, you have not accepted the invite that we sent yesterday, but instead
I did, but it timed out. I kept clicking it, and it says I'm not registered, or it's timed out, and it was just all that.
Ooh, you know what? I think it's not compatible.
The other day, LocusFlash sent me a video verification. So that's what I did. Mm-hmm. I went through, did the video verification. And once everything went through, I just decided to start. I said, since I'm not verified, I did the video, but they need some time to process the verification, right? So what happened was they still allowed me to create my profile. So what I'm saying is, I don't know if I had just duplicated another profile or is this a primary.
Yeah, I think it duplicated a profile, but for me to confirm that, I will have to access the account by you adding as manager, so I can confirm what's going on. Yeah, okay, here, let me provide you the phone number whenever you're ready. Just enter it on the email field.
Okay, right here, I'm ready.
Okay, that'll be 552-554-6200.
6200, okay, LocusFlash listing business profile.
There you go. Yep,
so do
that's
I
correct.
Select that?
Yes, click on LocusFlash listing.
And then select as manager and hit add, correct?
Correct, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Here, while you do that, let me refresh my system here so I can accept the invite. I think the video verification... what do you call this? It was completed on this Google Business profile, the one that you have set up, which is fine.
It's fine if I use the yangsdrainandplumbing@gmail.com email now, right?
Yeah. Actually, we would recommend that because, again, for Google, they would... Yeah, it works better.
Okay.
I think what happened when we sent you the invite to your iCloud account, you mentioned that it kind of timed out. I think it's not really compatible with an iCloud email.
Yeah, because I know you sent it to me yesterday, and even instantly I clicked on it. It says, it didn't say timed out, but it said, I forget what it said. There was like no
something error.
Registered. Register or something like that. And then even I try to sign in through Google with my Gmail, the new one I created, it still says the same thing. Maybe because you guys didn't, you guys didn't know of that one or they're not aware of that one. So, but then I was able to do the verification and then was able to process this one.
Actually, you did the right thing. I'm looking at it right now. It looks like, here, just to backtrack everything, Sue, no worries because you did everything correctly. So I was able to accept the invite. So what happened on the video verification, when you clicked on the step-by-step process that we sent you, but again, you did create, or it probably asked you to create a Gmail account, so it's going to be compatible, right? So the video verification...
I didn't have a Gmail for my business. I have a personal, which I didn't want to use it, so I had to create this.
Yeah, because that can be very confusing, mixing up with your business and your personal account. I totally understand. But here, great news. I can confirm you did it correctly. You have successfully verified it through the video verification. So instead of doing the video verification through the account that we created, it went to the account that you created, which is still going to be the same process. So which is fine. And it's great. So what we're just waiting here right now is for Google to completely publish the account. So if you have completed this yesterday, usually it takes about 24 to 48 hours to be completely published, unless Google would require more information, but that is unlikely to happen. So what we'll do here, since it is already tagged as verified, whatever we have here for your information will optimize to the Google page that you have set up. So basically, we will just disregard the ones that we created, use the ones that you set up since it's already verified. You went through the process of the verification and optimize it. Let's see if we have, let me just go back to your profile. So we have set up your website. So everything here, the call tracking number, the service areas, the website link, anything related to your business information will be applied to the Google Business Profile. So right now you are the primary owner. We are the managers, which is okay. That's usually the process of it anyway. So if in any case, we have the ability to make changes or optimize.
Okay. I have a question now. So the call tracking number will be, uploaded onto the Google Business account now, correct? Or?
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Because the importance. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
So it's not going to be my phone number, my work phone number, or?
Well, it's, kind of it is, because this call tracking number will be connected to your business line, 559-892-8187. So whenever people call the call tracking number, you will still receive it from your business line. However, the good thing about it is that...
So, yeah, you know how yesterday I had put my the actual business company phone number? Pretty much you guys are going to edit that and put the call tracking number.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, got you. Okay. Yeah, and I think I uploaded the website.
Yeah, you did. Awesome.
There was a couple more things. Well, one more question was, okay, every time if I need to come log on here to do my edits, how do I do that? Because I didn't know how to get back on here until you showed me today.
So oh, good question.
Business.google.com and it'll bring me right here.
Yes, exactly. So just take note of this website, business.google.com, right? So sometimes, so here, if you use the same browser and you are still logged into your Gmail account, then it will automatically pull it up for you. However, sometimes when your computer clears up, it will sign out automatically. So what you just have to do is still visit the same website, business.google.com. It will still allow you to sign in. Just use the same Gmail account that you have set up, whatever password that you have set up, and you'll see the same business Google profile.
Okay, got you. Yeah, so another edit was that I didn't know how to do. Am I supposed to show my business address on there? I would like to, but I don't have an actual, since the type of work I do is like mobile, right? It's, my, it's a service, so I drive optimally. I would like to put an address, but it'll be my personal address. Is there a way I could put like a PO address on it or no?
Oh, good question. So in your case, since this is a residential address, right? We actually, well, it really depends on you, but we don't recommend it since, again, for your privacy and security, we don't want anyone knocking at your door, right? And especially that you're working mobile. So there are a lot of companies who doesn't have any offices, which is fine. We can still work with that. And with your second question about setting up a PO box or publishing a PO box, that is a no-no, Sue. Google does not allow PO boxes. So what you did is correct. We can just leave it blank. But as what you can see here, you have set up your service areas so people can see you from the areas that you have added in here. And we can optimize that for you so you can show up on the Google Maps section, okay, whether you have an address or not.
Okay. So you know how, okay, since I don't have an address, and when it says, if I go to Google Maps and say plumbers near me, would I still pop up in general area just if I don't have an address or?
Yes, you will.
Once it's published, it should pop up like that.
Well, it's not going to be overnight process because it works with your keywords. So with your Google Business Profile, it is, so if you remember, we have collected some keywords for you, right? So once your Google Business Profile is published, we have to basically again, I'm going to use the word install. So we will be installing your keywords so you will slowly pop up on the first page of Google. However, it does take a little bit of work to do that because, again, we also have to consider your competition in the area that does optimization as well. But in the long run, especially with the main keyword that we have here, plumbing services, plumber, and then our main goal is to put you up there as one of the first lists of people considering business on first page under those keywords.
Got you. I remember those keywords I gave it when we were building the website, I believe, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, I can always edit those keywords too, right? Let's say if I have new keywords, I want to add more to the business, I can, right?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. But if in any case it happens, so if you wanted to add other services, again, you have access to your Google Business Profile, but I would recommend you letting us know so we can attach it to your website, and that'll be optimized and everywhere as well. Because if you update that on your own, sometimes we don't get notified since you are the primary owner. Keywords are very, very important to us. So it has to be updated in the back end so we can update it everywhere.
Let's say if I do the edits on my website through the website editor, does it automatically eventually will update on Google as well, or is that something I should let you guys know and then you guys will update that on the back end, like you said?
Well, we do get a notification once, or here, actually you cannot make changes to the keywords on the website for the search phrases because, again, keywords is very, it's considered as a major change to us. That's why it is restricted on the website. So it really has to be updated on our end. So either you text it to us, you call us, or email us.
Okay, since we're on the phone, and thank you for explaining that, can you make edits to that right now or no?
Yeah, I can, most definitely. So if you want to add keywords, I can take note of it and I can send it to our back office team.
Okay. Let's put in a couple. Do we have to, does it matter the order I put it in, or if it's the keywords are in there, they type it in, it's going to come up regardless?
It doesn't have to be in order, whatever that we have set you up here. It'll be optimized. So it also depends on the demand of the keyword. So let's say if we add another keyword, it's still going to be the trend on how people use this to find businesses online. So, you can just go ahead and add whatever keywords that you want to add, basically.
Okay, so let me know when you're ready. I got a couple. I'm not sure if they're already in there, but I don't think so.
I can check, but yeah, go ahead. I'm ready.
One's going to be router service.
Oh, sorry. Did you say router service?
Yes, router service, R-O-O-T-E-R service.
Okay. Got it.
How about water heater? Did we put water heater in there?
Water heater, let me check. Water. Yeah, we do have water heaters,
okay,
water softening,
Okay,
test water. Oh, that one.
All right, can we do toilet and then toilet backup?
Toilet backup. I think we have it. Hold on, let me make sure.
Well, I'm not sure if we have all that.
I think we have toilet repair, but that's it. I can add toilet backup.
Yeah, toilet backup, yeah.
Okay.
Let's do main sewer line backup.
Main sewer line backup. Okay, go ahead.
And then tub and shower backup. So pretty much backups. Tub and shower backup.
And shower backup. Okay.
And I think that's it for now.
Okay.
I think that's
no worries. If in any case you forgot something, you can always let us know and we can have it added for you, okay? But for now, we will be adding router service, toilet, everything will be back up, toilet, main sewer line, tub, and shower, all back up, correct?
Then, yes. I have a question. The service areas that I have selected, that's just all in Fresno, but there's a bunch of little sections here. I think most of them are all just still within Fresno itself, correct?
Oh, you mean the one that you added yourself on the Google profile?
Right, the service area that I added on my end. I don't know if it shows on your end. Or will there be a map where it shows my service areas or what I selected?
Yes, there should be, as long as it's the correct one. But here, let me go back to it real quick. Give me just one second, okay?
Yes. And then about reviews, I have a question about that too.
Oh yeah. While I pull up the Google profile again, reviews, that'll be available once your profile is published.
Okay. When will I know?
We really have to manually check it after 24 to 48 hours too. It should just give us a notification, or actually not a notification. It will show on the homepage that your profile is visible on Google. So we have to check it probably by tomorrow, since it was completed yesterday. Yeah, right now it's still pending.
It says views available soon, right? So once that's available?
Yes, that's correct.
Gotcha.
Okay, now, here. Actually, you added the whole United States, so I'll go ahead and remove this because it will automatically update. that's something that I noticed, so we don't want to cover the whole United States.
No. Yeah. I want to see my short.
Exactly.
Right? Because I was confused, too, so that's why I wasn't sure. So, yeah, let's remove that. And then I think
no
it's kind
worries.
Of default, so I wasn't sure, so I just left it.
Okay. Correct. Usually it's on a default, so you have to be very careful when setting up a Google Business profile because you have to manually add your service areas, because Google would assume that if you created it under or within or your IP address, let's say, is in United States, it will default in United States. So if you don't cover the whole United States, then you have to manually delete it. So I did remove it. It's under review right now, but I think in a couple of minutes, it should be completely removed. But the ones that you have added in here, this should be the correct ones, right?
Yes. Yes, I believe
it
should be correct.
Okay. Now I think it has been updated already. I have removed the United States, so let me check the maps. Give me 1 second. Because it should give how do I explain it? People should be able to see what are your coverage or service areas within the U.S. Yeah, it will just give you the map section.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It's not updated yet, so I'll have to check it back. Mm-hmm.
So eventually I'll be able to see that too, right? Like maybe the map and it'll show like the highlighted area. Okay. Right.
Correct. It should be... Yeah, it's not available right now. We may have to check it back tomorrow since I just made a changes or removed the United States. So it's not updating the map section yet. But hopefully within the next few minutes or within the day. So,
Very good. And then there's opening date. That's when the business opens, right? I don't need to put that in if I don't want to disclose the information.
Yeah, it's totally optional.
Okay. All right, I see that. I see another section says business hours. I already did my edits there. And holiday hours I did. It says add more hours. What does that mean? It says active, breakfast, brunch.
Good question. Hold on.
Maybe like a restaurant or something, and I'm like...
This is actually applicable for... Yeah, this is applicable for restaurants, like a special hours, let's say happy hour. I think they can add that. But yeah, I don't think this will be applicable to your business since we don't have these services.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. I was confused because I was like that.
That's okay. But that's a good question.
And another thing I wasn't sure is the business category type. I wasn't sure. So I put a construction company. I believe that's the best thing that's for me, right? It's actually a plumbing company, but I guess it falls under construction, right?
Oh, there is actually a category for plumbing or plumber. Okay. Hold on, let me check. But no worries, we can always edit that. Once we optimize it, we will be updating the correct categories for you, so you will pop up on the correct section.
So pretty much schedule review my edits, and you guys will do whatever you guys need to do to make it, right?
Exactly. So everything that you have added in here, we will double check it, make sure that it does match the information on the back end.
Right, because I wasn't sure, and the only thing that popped up for plumbing was like a plumbing store, which I was more of a construction.
Yeah.
So much, but plumbing falls within construction, I believe, so I chose that. But yes, if you can, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Plumber is available, so we'll just go ahead and make changes on that. I mean, construction company can be very vague.
Right.
But, yeah, so in your case, it has to be under plumber. So I'll go ahead and make note of that, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else that you may have noticed that I can clarify?
No, for now. I believe those are just my issues or the things I came across. I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
I added photos. I don't know if it shows on your end.
Let me check on that. Photos.
I added my logo, so is that what, does it show my logo photo there? Or?
Yes, I see all the photos in here along with your logo, but also you have to make sure that, so these photos would upload it directly to your Google Business Profile, but I don't think we have the copy of these, actually. Give me 1 second.
No, you guys don't. Should I upload these onto the website editor?
Okay, here. So the thing about Google Business Profile, Sue, is that you can't save this photos for copyright issues. So I would actually ask you to either upload it to your dashboard, the local / dashboard where you enter your username as your phone number, or you can email it to us. Yes, because once you upload it to your Google Business Profile directly, the thing about it is that it won't sync to our system automatically. But if you upload it to your dashboard, it will automatically sync to your Google Business Profile and to your website. So it's an all-in-one system. Yeah.
The photos I upload to the dashboard, automatically it will be uploaded to the website and to Google.
Exactly.
Got you. So if later I add all those, some of these photos may even be duplicates then.
That's the thing. We will go ahead and monitor it. So for now, once you upload these to the dashboard, so we will automatically, we will stop the sync for the photos since you already have them uploaded, or we can just manually delete the duplicates.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I wasn't sure, so they gave
you
the option for uploading photos.
But you know what? That's a good thing because, you know, you have done this already. I mean, you know what to do.
It's
a good thing. It's really a good thing. Because right now you may have time, but, you know, whenever the time that you get really busy, of course, we are here to do that, right? But it's really nice to have at least the experience and the familiarization on how this Google profile works for you. But again, it doesn't stop there because there's a lot of work that needs to be done in the back end, especially with your keywords. But at least you already know how to handle this and navigate the Google profile.
Right. A little bit.
A little bit. But it starts there. That's great. Yeah. Okay. So here, whenever you get the chance to just upload it to your dashboard, the local / dashboard, or again, you can just email it to us, okay? Whichever is easier for you.
Well, I remember someone say I can text it to the phone, or was that a different,
else? That was me. Okay. That was me, too. Yes, you can text it to our hotline number. Yes, but I think you may have to do it one by one. It depends on your, so it may.
Do I text it to that same number I text? Earlier, remember how you said you saw me that I text that there?
Yes, the 877 number, the one that you're calling right now, 877-635-6225. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good.
You got it?
Okay.
You get the phone number?
Yes.
Okay,
I can
perfect.
Send one photo at a time there, and then you guys will upload it back to the dashboard, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Correct.
And then the phone number that's on the website, that one was saved as local lead, correct?
Yes, that's your call tracking number. And
that's
correct,
right.
You have to save it as local leads. Mm-hmm.
Perfect, yeah. So I just want to make sure I have the right one. I saved you as local staff, and I saved the other one as local leads, so I want to make sure I'm texting the right one.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because it can be confusing. So local slash is the 877, and your call tracking is the local leads. So that's good. All right. You know what? Let me just check if we missed anything in here. So your Google Business Profile is good now. We're just waiting to for Google to completely publish it. Your website is good. We just need to add new keywords. What else in here? Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Photos. I'll text
Yeah, the photos will be texted later. Yeah, it looks like we're pretty much set up in here, Sue. Again, we stopped Google Ads for now. Okay. So, yeah, I'll just go ahead and send the Google Business Profile to our back office so we can optimize it and apply the changes, especially with your Google categories, okay?
Okay, yeah, very good. Thank you.
All right, very much welcome. Anything else I can check for you today?
Yeah, and then one more thing. I keep getting phone calls from somebody. Well, they keep saying that they're going to verify the Google and submit it over if everything's fine, or would I like to optimize my Google ads or stuff like that. Is that someone from Local Slash calling, you think, or do you think it's somebody else that's trying to sell me the Google ads or anything like that?
I don't think it's from Local Slash because all our calls are recorded, and whenever someone calls you, it should leave a footprint into your account, whoever called you, who made the call basically. But that is not something that's new that I've heard, because there are several companies who... Here, so actually you have to be very careful with that because there are a tons of scammers. So they might say that they are working with Local Slash to optimize and all that, and they might ask money from you. So that's a no-no. So if they say that they will verify your profile, that is an indication that is a scam call. As far as you can see, you have done it already. And for optimization, we do handle that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they try to call me and tell me that, like, hey, look, we don't miss your name on Google or anything of that, so we can either verify and submit it over, or would you like some more optimization? I'll connect you to a representative or something like that. And I was just like, what are you talking about? But she did say she's calling from Google or to verify to Google verified.
That's another red flag.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
I thought I had to be done that, so yeah.
Yeah, so here, another red flag on that too. Google representative does not call businesses. That's why they have Google Premier partners, because they don't, they don't sell any services. That's one thing about Google. And if a company says that they are either working with Local Slash or we are affiliated with them, you can check the phone number, because if it's from our customer service, you always have to see the phone number 877-635-6225, because that's the number that we always use, right?
Very
if they
good.
Say they're from Local Slash and they have the different phone number, that's already a red flag. And if they say that they're from Google, that is also a red flag. Mm-hmm.
Yes, makes sense. Thank you.
You're very much welcome. There's a lot of scammers right now, so you have to be very, very careful with that. So just let us know if they call you again. Send us the phone number so we can check it and block it on your call tracking number, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you. And then one last question.
Sure.
Remember how I said I want to know how to get back to my Google profile, business profile, to let's say to make edits? Let's say if I had closed browser and I just want to open a new one, how do I go about that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So same thing. Just open the same browser. What browser are you usually using? Is it Google Chrome? Google Chrome. Okay. So always take note, Google Chrome. So open Google Chrome. Here, are you still on that same page, Sue, the Google Distance profile?
Yeah, I still am. I just opened a new tab. Should I do that, or should I exit, or what should we do?
Here, just go back to the same tab. Yes. I'm going to help you bookmark that page, so it's easier for you. It's just going to be one click. So do you see where it says business.google.com on top?
I see, let me see, up top, top would be the smaller Google, and it says the engineering and plumbing Google search, Google, or the actual web browser, where the typing the thing.
Yes, that one.
Okay.
Okay, so usually where you enter the website, right? So if you look at the right, what do you call this, the right, kind of the right corner section, there's a star button.
Yeah,
the star button. Okay, it says bookmark this tab. So I want you to click that, and it will be added to your bookmark page. That means when you open your Google Chrome later, you just have to click this, or it will usually show up on the upper part of your screen. Just have to click it, and you'll be routed to the business page. So just have to click done.
So it says folders, bookmarks, bar. That's fine, right? Whatever that default is. Okay.
Yes. Bookmarks, it's bar. Done. So that's the default.
Oh, so if I open a new tab every time, it'll be right there. That's what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. So try to open a new tab.
Okay, yeah, I did.
And do you see right it there. On... Oh, there you go. So it's easier for you to access it every time.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. Yeah, I didn't know that. Well,
well, that's a new thing. That's all right. So you don't have to memorize everything, the website and all that. I mean, if you do, that's perfectly fine. But, you know, we want the easier way out, easier way in. Right? Okay, so you have it bookmarked. So whenever you at least turn off your computer, when you log back in, just open Google Chrome and again click on that little icon for Google profile and you're back to your Google business page, okay?
Okay, yes.
All right. Perfect. Anything else I can say for you, Sue?
No, that is it. I believe you helped me out a whole bunch, and I thank you so much, and I appreciate your time.
My pleasure. No worries. If you need anything, if I'm available, I'll be answering your phone calls. If I'm on another call, Sue, all representatives in here can be able to help you. They're very friendly as well. So just let us know if you need anything, okay?
Okay, very good. Yeah, I was surprised that I got connected back to you today. I wasn't expecting that. But
well, I'm glad to hear you back.
Yeah.
It's a familiar voice. And, you know, so it's a small team in here anyway, so it's most likely you'll be talking to me or either with three of my colleagues in here. So it's just it's nice that you can just hear the same voices every time. So don't hesitate because anyone can be able to assist you here, okay?
Yeah. So very good. Thank you so much, and I appreciate it.
All right. Very, very much welcome. Thank you so much, Sue, and you have a great day, okay?
Yes,
take care.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.